Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Mike Wells and the voice of your DU Penguins, Stuart Horn. Stuart?
How you doing, Mike? What a great night for volleyball, folks. This is the opening night of DU Conference Volleyball. Penguin ladies have a bunch of new faces in the house. And Mike and I are, I'm ecstatic to be here. I'm pretty sure Mike is too. Mike's a communications major. And also the freshman CalPAC player of the year last year for Brett Tavani's basketball squad, men's basketball team. Those guys are going to start practicing October 1st. Mike, you got to be excited about that.
Extremely excited. Unfortunately, I'll miss that first practice because of a foot injury, but I'm hoping to join the team, you know, sometime in December. But, you know, definitely a good-looking team for this year as we return most of our key important players.
Jesse Mazza is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are interested, clean-shaven Jesse Mazza, I might add. 2:56 to go until we get this game going on. Mike Rupp is in the house as usual. He'll be running the boards. And I see Ryan Trammell's here as well doing some scoring.
Yeah,
so we got a full house, folks. Bunch of people in the stands. A very crowded night. Opening night at the Conlin Center, the glorious facility here on the eastern side of campus at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Mike Wells with you. Opening night volleyball. Conference style. The Penguins have been on the road playing some tough teams up until now, but none of those games really counted. So we are going to be bringing you the starting lineups. We'll have the national anthem. Mike and I are now just becoming familiar with the new faces on the Penguins squad. Of course, the team captains, Christy Roberts, Amanda Wagner, they're in the house warming up. CalPAC Player of the Year, Gabby Pecora, is in the house. And the Penguins tonight, if you weren't here for our earlier promo, will be taking on the Bruins. The Bruin ladies from Bethany University out of Scotts Valley. You know where Scotts Valley is, Mike?
You know, I have no idea.
Down there by Santa Cruz. You must have played down there.
You know, I did play down there, but I slept on the bus. So, you know, couldn't tell you where it was. For all I knew, it was in Redding. I just wanted to show up and beat those guys.
Well, no, that Simpson is in Redding. Close to Santa Cruz, where Bethany is in Scotts Valley.
Doesn't matter where
the other
they
direction,
are, as long
Mike.
As we beat them. As long as we beat them, it doesn't matter.
All right. I like that. I see Pat Hiller is in the house, and he's our AD along with Roger Goodwin. Roger Goodwin, the head coach, with 1 minute and 15 seconds to go. We'll give you the starting lineups now, and I'm sure we're going to get that from the overhead as well. But just so those of you who are listening abroad, all over the world, shout out to those down under, by the way, where currently it's 6:59 on Thursday, the 18th of September, 08 here in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. We're on the West Coast. Starting lineups for Bethany University under head coach Reed Duffus. He's in his seventh year. He's assisted by Caitlin McQueen. Lady Bruins will be sending out number three, Caitlin Halterman. She's a six-footer, a freshman out of Sacramento. Emily White, the libero player, number four, is 5'6", junior out of Falls City, Washington. You've been to Falls City, haven't you, Mike?
No, I haven't been to Falls City.
Treva Crocker will be coming out, number seven. She's the high scorer for the Lady Bruins, a 5'11", junior out of Aromas. Number eight is Kara Hayes, and a 5'8", junior out of Oakdale. That's in the Central Valley. Paige Olivo, number 10, a 5'9", freshman out of Fallon, Nevada. Number 11 is Brittany Francis, 5'7", outside hitter. She's a sophomore out of Ripon. That's on 99. Hey, you got to know where that is, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
On the way to Merced. Number 16 is Kim Feigels, a 5'8", outside hitter. She's a freshman out of Shingle Springs up there.
Three freshmen in the starting lineups, too.
Yeah. She's from Shingle Springs, just past Cameron Park up there on Highway 50 past Sacramento. 6 seconds to go. Can we get to the starting lineups of both teams? And we'll have the overhead announcement by Mike Rupp.
Out of power.
Visiting Lady Bruins of Bethany University. And your host, Lady Penguins of Dominican. First, the starting line for Bethany. A freshman middle blocker from Sacramento, California, number three, Caitlin Halterman. A libero, a junior from Falls City, Washington. Number four, Emily White. A A junior outside center from Aurora, West California, number 7, Trevell Crocker. A junior outside center from Oakdale, California, number 8, Kara Hosnick. A freshman center from Fallon, Nevada, number 10, Paige Olivo. A sophomore outside center from Ripon, California, number 11, Brittany Francis.
All right, folks, we're back. Sorry about that little... Quick little break in the action, but now Mike, we're up with the overheads, and we've already brought you the starting lineups for the Bethanys.
Head coach for Bethany, Reed Dufus.
And now, if hopefully you can hear the overhead announcement by Mike Rupp for the starting lineups for the Penguins.
And now, the starting lineup for Royal Lady Penguins. A senior middle blocker from Garnerville, California, number 4, Christy Roberts. A junior outside here from Sonoma, California, number 6, Gaddy Hagora. A junior outside here from Santa Cruz, California, number 14, Laurel Grimes. A freshman loader from Kohanoa, Hawaii, number 18, Mercedes Smith. A sophomore center from the Sonoma, California, number 23, Brooke Swivel. A senior outside here from Orange County, California, number 25, Amanda Wagner. And a freshman outside here from Aurora Park, California, number 35, Kayla Morphew.
Okay, Mike.
Roger Goodwin.
That's right, Roger Goodwin. In his seventh year, he's assisted by John Engstrom and Jeremy Wagner. And for those of you at home, please rise now for the national anthem. Alright, fans, there you go. We are ready to get things started. How are our levels over there, Mike? Everything good?
Looking good.
Alright, Mike Wells to my right, Stuart Horn with you. And now, my favorite part of the evening, Mike, check this out.
This is head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Yes, I love that, Mike. I love hearing that. I can't get enough of that one.
Stu, where am I on there? I didn't say anything about Mike Wells being on the radio tonight.
Maybe we'll see how you do tonight. If you don't get thrown out of here, maybe we'll make a promo for you too, Mike.
Yeah, what's the rule on yelling at the referees from the radio station?
That's always a plus.
Always a plus. All right, then.
B. Davis is in the house. So the Penguin starters are off there to our left. The Penguins will be playing from the Q toward the P on your computer keyboard. That is from our left to right, from the southern end of the Conlon Center toward the northern side. The referees for tonight's game, Ted Kane is up on top. He's a number one referee. Number two, Bob Parker. He's close to us. We're looking at the backside of Bob Parker right now, sitting high atop center court. Mike Wells and myself high atop center court, looking down on the area of play, way up here on the eastern wall. We're practically right on top of the action, Mike. It's the best seat in the house.
Yeah, I can't beat it. Only guy that's got a better seat is the referee, Ted Kang.
Starters for the Penguins, Christy Roberts, Picora, Grand, Mercedes Smith, a new player for Roger Goodwin, Brooke Swingle, she's back, Amanda Wagner, the team captain, and Kyla Morphew. So Morphew is new, and so is Mercedes Smith, and the side out goes to the Bruins, and we are about to get underway. Serving for the Bruins will be Paige Olivo, the 5'9" freshman out of Fallon, Nevada. There's the whistle, and the conference has started for the 08 campaign. Olivo serves, and the Penguins pick it up in the back row. Picora with the bump, now a nice set. Left side, Wagner with the smash, and the Penguins pick up the first conference point of the season, Mike.
Good play there by Wagner. Showed a nice vertical leap to get up and put that ball away for us.
That's right. Wagner out there in the left corner. Now Picora to serve. After Picora took the bump, the Penguins up 1-0. Rally scoring as usual. Picora with a masterful serve off the tape. And that's in the feet of Feagles. And Feagles can't handle it. Feagles knocked it down. The Penguins up 2-0 very quickly. We're just a minute or so into this game. And the Penguins already lead 2-0. Game one. Best of five. Here's Pecora with the next serve into the back corner. She gets it back there to Feagles again. Now the nice set and the smash into the back row from Treva Crocker, the high scorer under head coach Reed Duffus. 5'11 outside hitter from Aromas, California. I don't even know where that is. Now she's a junior, Crocker, and Crocker with some upperclassmen work there. It was beautiful. Here's the serve now by Feagles. Getting a lot of airtime, Feagles. We're in the first game. Over to the right side now, a very softly whacked shot by Amanda Wagner. Over to the right side, Brittany Francis pops it up.
Nice
the Penguins
block.
Are right there with a block by Roberts. Into the back row now with a bump by Picora. Now Roberts, middle hitter. Roberts with the killer, 3-1 DU, game one.
Must be these new uniforms are rocking out here, Stu, giving us this quick start.
Yeah, that's a good call. Penguins looking pretty good. Now the Penguins have rotated in Mercedes Smith, the libero player. She's a 5'4" freshman out of Kaneohe, Hawaii. And she bounces the ball a few times, waiting for the referee to make sure everything's square. We have Madison Page down there on the scorer's table. Page, a communication student. Page is one of my students over there in the in speech and rhetoric. Okay, here's the next serve by Mercedes Smith. And Smith knocks it into the net. Mike, was that a net ball?
That was indeed a net ball.
Oh,
still.
Brother, the Penguins with an unforced error. That's the first unforced error by either team tonight. 3-2, DU on top, but the side out goes to the Bruins. Next service point now by Emily White, the libero player. She's a 5'6" junior out of Falls City, Washington. And now Smith barely gets it over. A good bump by Grand. Left side, Roberts dinks it. And no, that wasn't Roberts. Check it. That was Kyla Morphew, the 5'9" freshman out of Rohnert Park. Shout out to Morphew's folks. Hopefully they're listening tonight. Morphew with a point. No, there. She must have been a two-touch.
No, they gave it to the Bruins.
Bruins pick it up, and now, for the first time tonight, Picora cannot pick up the bump, and the Penguins trail 4-3 in favor of the Bruins, and the next serve by Emily White.
That looked a little too easy right there, Stu. We got to play a whole lot better than that.
They must be targeting Picora for some reason. Maybe they don't realize Picora was a CalPAC Player of the Year last year. All the serves going to Picora. Now the Penguins on offense, and from the outside, diagonally, and a little bit too deep, by Wagner, and the Penguins trail by 2-5-3. White to serve again.
Yeah, Stu, you mentioned Picora was the player of the year, and you know, just as a sophomore, just a junior now, expecting to repeat from her.
White now with a nice flat serve into the back row. Picora again, she sets it a little too deep. Penguins are able to dig it back, and now the Penguins' Mercedes Smith knocks it back across. Bruins on offense. Bruins put it into the middle, a big campfire. The Penguins all standing around it. They can't do anything with it. They all just watched it drop, 6-3.
Get the marshmallows out and the chocolate.
I hope there's no some more of that.
Yeah.
6-3, the Penguins trailing now. White to serve again. White got to be getting tired over there. He served four in a row now. Little old Emily White.
Yeah, 4-0 run here for the Bruins.
Speaking of four, White wears number four. Now the Penguins. Boy, White's serving beautifully into the back row. Now the Penguins are on defense, and finally, the Bruins make an error, and rolling over her shoulder was number eight. That's Kara Hazen, the 5'8" junior out of Oakdale. Mike?
Yeah, a lot of confusion up front on that play for the Bruins.
6-4 DU, and here comes the best server in the Cal Pack, Amanda Wagner, with the runner. And just as I said that, Wagner...
You jinxed her, Stu.
Yep,
come on.
She shanked it right out of bounds off the right side of her hand. That's her first serve of the new season.
You know, something tells me you won't see that very often out of her. She had the most aces per game last year. That's very rare to see.
7-4 every time the ball hits the floor. A point is scored. Serving now is Kara Hazen for the Bruins. Bruins in town from Scotts Valley down there by Santa Cruz. And
brilliant.
Now, from the right side, a good killer by Kayla Morphew. Morphew was out there on the left front, and she came diagonally into the back right.
Hopefully we see that for the next 4 years, huh, Stu? That was a pretty nice kill.
That'd be good. Morphew is a freshman. She's out of Rohnert Park, just up the road here, about 25 miles. Now Morphew serves, and the Penguins are on defense. And into the back row, Bethany's Brittany Francis with a kill shot. Francis got some good hops there, got way up there and killed it into the back. Well, Francis is only 5'7".
Yeah, not especially tall. That's an impressive vertical leap.
Francis will serve now. She stands right in the middle of the back row. Bounces it a few times, runs up with a big runner, and that one's way out of bounds. Into the hands of Roger Goodwin, 8'5". Goodwin's not happy right now. Check at 8'6". Goodwin is not happy right now.
Maybe that's because he's put his hands on more balls than our team so far, you know?
Perhaps. Eight, now six. Grand to serve. She goes over to the left side of the baseline. A rough serve into the back row. Bruins having some trouble with it. They just managed to get it back over to the Penguins, and they cannot get it in bounds as Emily White shanks it out of bounds right side. 8-7, Penguins creeping back. Here's Grand with another serve. Laurel Grand is out of Santa Cruz. That's not too far from Scotts Valley. Grand, very flat. She had a total knuckler there. And now the Bruins just dink it over. Now the Penguins are going to have everything to do with it. Here's Woodall. Back row, Grand softly into the back. And now the Bruins move it back across the front side. It's tipped off of the fingertips of Brooke Swingle. First we've heard of Swingle, but not the last. We'll hear of Swingle in the entire season. She has a beautiful game, Swingle, a returning veteran, just a sophomore now, but had a great year for Goodwin last year. 9-7, DU trailing. Here's the first service point for Caitlin Halterman out of Sacramento. Now, Halterman is a middle blocker. She's a six-footer. In fact, she's the only six-footer in the house, other than Mike Wells. And, the Bruins with a great save, and Pecora goes up and takes advantage.
6 foot with shoes on still.
Kim Fiegels dug for that one. She managed to get the ball back up and in play as Wagner comes back in and Woodall out. 9-8, DU trailing.
Bethany's seen that one before. I think the whole conference has seen that before.
Swingle with another serve into the back row. Fielded cleanly by Francis. Over to the right side and off the right side of her hand.
Good scramble.
One of the Bruins. Pick it up there. And now into the back row and diving for it to her right was Mercedes Smith. She couldn't do anything with it, though. It just glanced off the fingertips.
Excellent effort, though. Excellent
10-8.
Effort. 10-8. Played completely out and just barely got the right hand on it, but not enough to save the point for Dominican.
Reminds me of Jessica Woodall there. Jessica Woodall used to hit the floor about 5 times a game, minimum. Okay, over to the left side now, and the kill shot is put down by Wagner. Penguins with a low 5 in the middle as they pick up one more point, creeping ever so closer. 10-9 out Smith. Back in there is Morphew. Morphew with a couple of kill shots earlier in this game. We're in game one, fans. Best of 5. Penguins against the Bruins for Bethany University. Here's an next serve by Pecora and the runner into the back row. A lot of topspin. Uh-oh, the Bruins couldn't handle that one. Is digging for it was Paige Olivo. And
just kind of floated it right back up into the air where it came from. Didn't do much of that.
Olivo kind of mistimed that one. She swung at it a little early and was unable to get
like
any.
She was swatting a fly out there, Stu.
10 up, fans. Finally, the Penguins have tied things, and here's Pecora with a chance to take the Penguins up as the Penguins have the advantage now. So without the bump, Christy Roberts just dinks one over, and the Bruins weren't expecting it. Kim Fiegels allowed that one to just come down right between her fingertips or her thumbs that were opposing each other, and it hit her right in the chest, 11-10. See, Scott Shelton's in the house. Shelton's a pretty good old Penguin there, a 4-year guy. And there's a beautiful ace by Pecor, and the Penguins do go up.
Yeah, a lot of student-athletes on hand tonight, Stu. It's a good crowd.
Yeah, I saw Alicia Flatten earlier. I don't know where she is now.
I see.
And there's a timeout, so now we'll bring this up. And we have a 1-minute timeout in this Timeout is brought to you by one of our new sponsors here at the Conlin Center, Gelati Brothers Contractors in San Rafael, Mike, since 1914. Also bringing you DU Athletics, a Marin independent journal there at marinij.com. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today. Daily copies, only 25 cents. Also bringing you DU Athletics, Bank of Marin, committed to your business and our community there at bankofmarin.com. Stuart Horn, Mike Wells with you as the Penguin ladies are back out on the court. They're off to our left. They're attacking the right side. If you are set up where we are, where Mike and I are high atop the eastern wall looking down on center court, Mike Rupp is in the house, along with Ryan Trammell, one of the stars of the men's basketball team, as is my lovable partner, Mike Wells. So,
lovable's still up for debate. We'll let the fans decide.
Well, no, you're all right. Freshman of the year last year. I got to give you lovable. Okay. All right. Good job. Mike is producing tonight, his first night on the air. By the way, Mike's going to have his show with Jet Jackson. Those two guys. We'll tell you more about that as the night goes on. 12-10 to you. Here's Pecora the serve.
Not a good one. Just completely went wide of the net. Didn't even go over top.
Yeah, she didn't even hit the antenna. I mean, she shanked that thing. She almost killed little old Ryan Trammell. He was only 6'7".
Yeah.
She came close to taking Trammell out. We don't need that. 12-11. Pecora serves that thing pretty hard. You've got to be pretty hard if you're going to take Trammell out. So now the Penguins are on offense. Oh, a great save by Roberts. Wags dumps it over into the back row. Now Pecora with a nice save.
Beautiful save there.
Here's Grand into the back corner. Grand gets it over, and the Penguins are now on defense. Uh-oh, and it dinks off the hand of Roberts at the net. It was either Roberts or Morphew. I'm not sure which lady got her hand on it going across the net. It was going to be out anyway. It's 12 up, though. And now serving for the Bruins, number
probably 16. Probably the best rally we've had so far tonight. Good scrambling.
Okay,
volleyball.
Fiegel's now to serve. She gets a deep one to Pecora into the back row. The Penguins have a little trouble with it, fielding it. But the Penguins get it across, and Morphew with a save. And Morphew is going to get a credit for the... It wasn't a kill shot. She just kind of softened it over there. And the Penguins go back up on top, 13-12. Game one. Best of five, opening night of conference volleyball. Penguins were co-champions with Holy Names last year, and so hopefully that's the last time I'll say Holy Names name tonight. And there's a scoop by one of the Bruins in the front row. In fact, that was Olivo. She got a hand on it, had her hand on it for way too long. The Penguins lead by two. That's as many as they've led by all night now. I see Nate Rogoff out there. So
yeah, Nate Rogoff's in the house.
Rogoff, one of the best Penguins ever played for 4 years. And Rogoff is here. He graduated last year. He must be working on his master's or something.
No, he's living nearby, and he's working.
Okay, so he's working out.
Yeah, he's into the real world, just coming to support the Penguins.
14-13, fans. Here's the next serve by White. White, who had a great run early on, a five-point run early in this game.
Tough pass to handle there. Tough pass.
And she picks up another one, so White has managed to tie the score at 14 up. Radio.Dominican.edu. Eighth season on the air with Penguin Volleyball. Oh, Pecora with a masterful save. Bruins come up with it. The Bruins now on offense. Brittany Francis slams it up. Smith with the save. Now Grant with a bump. And Wags with the kill, but no. The Bruins pick it up nicely in the back row. Here's Olivo. She gets it up and over. Oh, brother. And the Penguins get into no man's land. Mercedes Smith now with the save. This is the best rally of the night. Grand. Pecora with the kill in the back row. White with a bump. Picks it up. A nice set. A back set. Uh-oh. Softly over to the Penguins. Hazen with the soft one. And here's Grand with the killer. And the Penguins, with about a 20-smack rally, pick up the points. That's a lot of work. But the only thing worse than a 20-smack rally is losing that one.
That rally, I said, was the best of the night earlier. It looked like cake compared to that one. My God, that was amazing.
15-14. Here is Wagner with the service point. Oh, and a great...
She gives her team such an advantage, too, when she's serving the ball.
That was a great surprise killer there by Grand. The Bruins were setting up, and Grand reached over the net and just swatted it back down at a tremendous angle. So Wags with a service point now. Penguins up by 2, 16-14, halfway through game one. Wags into the back row. There's a bump. Now a set. Right side, Halterman. Halterman, one of the Penguins, tipped it, and the point will go to the Bruins. The Penguins are up, and here comes Jackal and Woodall in place of Wagner.
What a spike there, Stu. Did you even see the ball? I lost it. Where'd it go?
It was going so quickly, I think it may have damaged the floor when it hit. 16-15. and into the back row. Pecora with the bump. And now the Penguins nail one into the back row. Kayla Morphew with the kill shot.
Now's when you come in. Let me finish the point in the bang.
Okay. 17-15, Diu on top. Here's a serve by Morphew. Morphew runs up on it. Morphew, she's got the black knee pads on both sides. The right knee is actually a brace. The left knee has a pad. She serves it nicely. Into the back row. Mercedes Smith diving for it. Diu. Two Penguins diving. Neither one of them could get to it. Good effort. A for effort on the part of Woodall and Morphew, but neither lady could get to it. It's 17-16 now, and serving for the Bruins will be Brittany Francis. She's at a ripping.
Gotta love to see that kind of enthusiasm out of your players, though, Stu. Two players diving on the floor for one ball. Good hustle.
Francis now with the service point. Two flat and two deep, and that one goes long, and the Penguins let it go as Smith goes back to the bench. Team captain Christy Roberts re-enters. Laurel Grand to serve for the Mighty Penguins, 18-16. Grand with a long one into the back corner. It's good. Called in by the line judge. Penguins with the point, 19-16. That's the greatest margin so far tonight. Morphew out. And Grand, let's see, Grand didn't come back in. Grand was in. Let's see, I'm not sure who replaced her, but Morphew came out. I didn't see who went. Oh, Smith came back in. Okay, the libero player. Mercedes Smith, a new face on the team for the Penguins. And two Penguins up in the front row. That was Roberts and Swingle. And the ball got right between all four arms. I don't know how that happened. Penguins up by two, 19-17. Game one. It's going to be a close one tonight. Fans could go five. Caitlin Halterman with the service point. She's just a little bit left of the center line. Halterman runs up on it. Oh, into the back row, and Smith picked it up. And that was smart. Now they bump it over to Pecora. Pecora slams it down into the back row. The Bruins get it. Into the back row. Ball's live. Uh-oh, Smith now tapped it inadvertently, but somehow the DU's kept it going. Now a low set into the back row, and it's deep, and it came off of the hands of Crocker, the high scorer for the Bruins. But Crocker, too flat. Penguins up by three, 20-17.
Two great digs there by Brittany Francis to save that possession on what should have been kills from Gabby Pecora.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know how they get in the way of those things. So now the Penguins are going to be serving with a side out. And serving it up is Swingle into the back row. Diving for it is Smith. She can't do anything with it. Smith dove to her right, landed on her shoulder, but couldn't get anything on that kill shot. That was by the front row hitter. That's Hazen. Actually says outside hitter for Hazen. Hazen, a 5'8" junior out of Oakdale. It's a small young lady. I'm not sure she's 5'8", 2018. It's like I'm not sure Mike Wells is 6 feet, but we'll call it 6 feet anyway. Pecora now pounds it into the net. A little bit late on that hit, and the Penguins now only lead by one. But Olivo, the 5'9" freshman out of Fallon, will serve. Olivo's got two white knee pads on, way off to our right. This one comes up and hits the broadcasting area, the opulent broadcasting area from which Mike and I are calling these games.
Where were you on that one, Stu?
And Coach Roger Goodwin has called a timeout as we have the score at 20 apiece, and you're listening to it live worldwide on radio. .dominican.edu with the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Mike Wells, Stuart Horn. This timeout brought to you by Sobel Communications, Roots for the Black and Gold. That must be us, Mike. Also proud sponsors of DU Athletics, TMB Sports since 1946. You can find them at TMBSports.com. They're down there on 4th Street. Also, corporate media, AV rental, CMS, audiovisual rental, sales, and installation for over 40 years, Mike. You can find them at CMSRents.com. All right, the end of the timeout has come. And just a few seconds to go. We are in game one, fans. Best of five, 20 up. Who's going to be victorious in this game one? It's a big one. Off the schneid, we are in the first night of conference volleyball where the Penguins are currently co-champions in the league, Mike.
We got a nail biter on our hands. Hopefully we'll get maybe a couple more good games, competitive games like this.
No doubt. And Bethany will be serving now from our right to left as they have been all game. Paige Olivo to serve for the Bruins. The DUs now have four in the back row, two to the right. They're going to dump it in. They do. Pecora with the bump. Now the set. And now the kill comes down by Wagner, but the Bruins have it into the back row. Smith with the bump. Now a nice low set to Roberts. Goes back row. Roberts, I think, touched the net. No. And now the referee wants to talk about it. Coach Goodwin has come up on his feet. And the Goodwin's talking to the ref. Not sure what's happening. These umpires have conversed, and they said something about, I think it was a scoop on Roberts, perhaps. I'm not sure. Wagner now over there talking with the umpire, Ted Kane. He's up on the top of the ladder.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about it, Stu. I see the looks on the fans' faces. They want to talk about it. Everybody wants an explanation of what just happened there.
I don't know. It's a redo. There was no point put up on the board.
Maybe
so they're
going
to do it again. This one's deep. So the Penguins end up with the point anyway.
Maybe some type of accidental whistle or something. I thought I heard something.
Huh. That might be a good call, though, Mike. I didn't hear anything, but the Penguins are on top, 21-20. I'm not sure why there was a do-over in collegiate volleyball, especially conference play. You don't see that too often. Here's Pecora to serve. She's about 5 feet to the right of the center line. Pecora with a shank out of bounds last time. Oh, very quickly the Bruins get it back, and now a two-touch, as indicated by Ted Kane at the top of the ladder. He holds up two fingers. That's a two-touch. You can't do it. The Penguins up by two. So two touches, 22-20. Penguins are up by two, and that's a lot of twos. And now a timeout has been called by the Bruins.
Yeah, timeout called there just when we had Uncle Mo on our side, but I'm sure we'll keep it.
Well, that might be why the head coach, that's Reed Duffus in his seventh year, he's assisted by Caitlin McQueen. And maybe that's why he called the timeout after the redo, and then the Penguins picking up 2 points in succession very quickly. Maybe just as Mike said, you didn't want to give the momentum away. This timeout is brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live. Mike, you love where you live?
I do indeed.
After you get out of college, you might check out Frank Howard Allen Realtors. They're at fhallen.com. Search for homes. Get neighborhood information. Love where you live. Frank Howard Allen. Big time supporters of DU Athletics. Now we're ready to go again on DU Radio, and Pecora to serve again. This will be her fourth in a row, not counting the redo. Well, that is counting the redo, I should say. Now the Penguins with the win there as Pecora serves it into the back left corner. Attempting to pick it up was Olivo. She couldn't do anything with it and shanked it out of bounds. 23-20 now. The DU's zeroing in on a win in game one. Every time the ball touches the floor, a point is scored. Pecora with two black knee pads on. Off the tape, into the back row. White with a masterful save. Over to the right side and off the front row as the Penguins try to defend. That came off of the hands of Christy Roberts. Went out of bounds into the third row of the grandstands. 23-21. And the Penguins are up, but the Bruins are serving. And serving for the Bruin is Feigels out of Shingle Springs. Now Roberts with a smash, but a great block. Over to the right side now is Wags. She gets it off the front row of the six-footer Crocker, and Crocker knocks it out of bounds.
A little bit of luck that time for the Penguins. That ball just tipped up in the air and just kind of found a spot where nobody had their hands.
Good. Well, we'll take a little good luck.
Yeah,
right,
you got to be lucky to be good and good to be lucky.
Mercedes Smith to serve for the Mighty D's into the back row. White scoops it barely. Oh, it's going to be tough. White just hammers it over. Pecora with the bump. Now the set. Left side into the net. And this one hits the scorer's table. And the Penguins lose the point.
Great dig there by Emily White. I heard a thump. I thought it was the ball. Turns out it was her forearms on the ground to dig that out and get the point for her team.
I think Swingle knocked that one into the net. Here's White now with the next serve as the Penguins lead by two. Outside Swingle with a great save. Here's Pecora just helping it over from the back row on the third hit. Now the bump into the back row. Oh, Smith with a great save. Here's Pecora. She goes into the back row. It's saved by Feigels. Now the set. Hazen gets it over. DU on offense. A short little set and into the net goes Grand. And that's not something you see out of Grand. A very simple opportunity. A timeout called by Roger Goodwin. So a lot of timeouts now as this game is getting late. The DU's up by 124-23. This timeout brought to you by Bon Appetit Food Services for a sustainable future, located right here on campus at DU. Bon Appetit, a food service company. Also Wells Fargo Bank. And they are at... Let's see, I can't read that, Mike. Let's see, Wells Fargo Bank. You can find them online at wellsfargo.com. There's 12 Marin locations that serve you. Wells Fargo. Visit a banker today for details on the free checking thing, Mike. I think I got to get new glasses.
No, you're not old, Stu, and your vision isn't that bad. I can't read it either, and 20, I'm 20.
24-23. Penguins on top. The end of the timeout has come after Roger Goodwin said whatever it is he needed to say to the ladies after pulling them all around the dry erase board.
We'll say if it worked.
All right, so here is Emily White to serve for the Bruins into the back row. Boy, this game one is so far has lasted 30 minutes, fans. And we still have, we still have quite a ways to go. Pecora now with the slammer into the back row. Picked up nicely by the Bruins. And it was out of bounds as the Bruins hit the antenna, and Roger Goodwin jumps to his feet immediately. 25-23.
Two great diving saves there by Mercedes Smith to save it for Dominican and get us the first game.
Yep, so on game point, the Penguins picked that one up pretty nicely. They got a win by two, and the Penguins did just that. 25-23, your final in game one. Pretty exciting stuff, Mike, and first night on the air. This is the opening night of CalPAC volleyball, and this is really the first time you've had a chance to call one of these games. So a lot of firsts tonight.
Yeah, I'm trying to disguise my poor lack of volleyball knowledge by just chiming in every once in a while, but we'll get it. A lot of fun to be here with you still.
Poor lack. Thanks, Mike. Poor lack is sort of a double negative, though, so that means you're actually good at it.
And poor lack of speech.
I'd say that you're actually doing pretty well on your first night of volleyball. So you want to give some props to Pecora here because she helped you with some of the terminology.
Indeed.
Isn't that right?
Indeed. Pecora gave me quite a few notes about this year's team and just, you know, what we can expect. We did lose two starters from last year's team, a libero and a middle blocker. But we've added four freshmen, two of which you've already heard from a lot tonight, Mercedes Smith and Kayla Morphew.
Yeah, Smith and Morphew both made put a big stamp on the team so far tonight, 25-23 in the first game. Tonight's game, fans, the first conference game for both teams this year. It's always good and important to get off to a good start. Our next broadcast will come two nights from tonight when Mike and I are here again as the Oaks from Menlo College come in to take on the Lady Penguins. That's a 6:55 pregame and a 7 o'clock side out. The Oaks from Menlo College. Oaks, for the last 5 years, have won first place titles in the CalPAC Championship Conference for volleyball. Last year, they did not. The Penguins were on top, along with Holy Names, of the tie schedule. And the Oaks showed their first weakness in the last 5 years of play. So the Oaks will be here Saturday. We'll see what they bring.
They're actually favored to win the conference this year. The coaches poll, they were one. Holy Names was two. And we came in at third.
All right, so the Penguins have a little something to prove tonight, any way you look at it. And a big shout-out to Allie Pence out there. Hopefully we'll get Pence back on the court before too long, just a few seconds until we get into game two from the Conlin Center. Both teams have switched sides now. The Penguins will be off to our right, as mentioned earlier. The referees for tonight's game, umpires actually, Ted Kane, is up on top of the ladder. He's the number one up. And number two is Bob Parker. Parker right here talking to Madison Page at the scorer's table and getting the starting lineups. For the Penguins, it looks like Roger Goodwin will be sending out Wagner, Morphew. Laurel Grand will be out there with Pecora and Christy Roberts. And I must have missed one, yes, because the Penguins are now sending Mercedes Smith back out there. Wait a minute. Do I have all six? I've only mentioned six. Yeah, Brooke Swingle is out. So Swingle, Grand, Morphew, Pecora, Wagner, and Christy Roberts. And then after the technicality of the beginning of the game, the libero players are going to go ahead and rotate in, and that's exactly what Bethany has just done, a mere formality as the game gets started. And by the way, fans, you're listening worldwide to radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station at Dominican University of California in the good old U.S. of A., where it is 7:35 p.m. on the West Coast. Serving for the Penguins, who have the side out, will be Brooke Swingle. Swingle, she's 5 or 6 feet to the right of the center line now with the runner. Swingle with a nice overspin, and we're underway in game two. The Penguins are victorious in game one into the back row. The Penguins pick it up. Now the bump. Now Wagner with a smash, and it's saved by White. Boy, I don't know how White got a hand on that one. Into the middle now. It's set up nicely for Roberts, who dinks it over, and Roberts with the dink winner. 1-0 DU.
Talk about a powerful spike there by Wagner and White. Wow, what good hands, what good quick hands to keep that ball alive for the Bruins.
Shout out to Wagner's folks, always listening on DU Radio. In fact, Wagner talked to me before the game and wanted to give a special shout out to her parents who are listening to this on the download. They're not listening to it live. They will pick it up. And folks, you can always download the games, the live broadcast the following day. 1-1. So far the score, and before I even get that out, it's 2-1 as Christy Roberts went up for the smash, but it's blocked masterfully by number 7, Treva Crocker, who's the high scorer for the Bethanys, and she's also a great blocker, it looks like. 2-1, Bethany on top. This one goes back right row. Swingle now picks it up. Now over to Wags. Wags with a smash. Not much on it. Bump up by Picora. They serve it back over to Gabby, who softs it over. Top of the net. Picora helps it back over. Right in the middle. Two up as Picora with the winner there. Two up, fans. Oh, no.
No,
she reached over the net, and they're going to give the point, it looks like, to the Bruins.
We got a pretty good angle, Stu, and I don't know if she reached over there. That might have been a little bit of bad luck for the Penguins' back call there.
Now they call it 3-2 in favor of the Bruins. So when Picora helped the ball over, something illegal happened there. A great save by Roberts, and the Bruins are back on offense. Now into the back row. Here is Smith. She bumps it up softly. Picora just dinks it over. Now they set it up onto the left side over to Francis. She can't do anything with it. Francis gets it blocked back in her face. She goes back over with it again. Now it's helped again by Wagner. Oh, loose ball, top of the net. Who's going to get it? And it falls on the Bruins' side, and it's a lift called against Crocker. The Penguins now at the point. Now it's 3-2.
You know, even when it's the right play for Gabby to do that little dink shot, I just assume watch her get up there and spike that thing down into the ground.
Picora now with the service point, 5 feet right of the center line. She runs up on it. Oh, off the tape. She just helps it over with a topspin, just ran it across. A great save there by Grant on the block into the net. Everybody touching the net. Nobody gets called on it. Wags with the save. Three up, and Picora to serve in game two. The Penguins are up 1-1 in games, best of five. Here's the next service point by Picora. Last time off the top of the net. This one about 2 feet low. And Gabby with a nasty serve there. Nasty bad. Not nasty good, Mike. Sometimes nasty is good.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen her hit the ball in the net a few times tonight. Not usually like her.
4-3 after Picora with the unforced error. Now White with the serve into the back row. Picora with a dive. They get it back. Penguins dink shot. Middle row. That was a heads-up play by Grand. Grand came up with the off-speeder. She looked like she was going to smash it and then just softed it over. Four up. Mercedes Smith to serve for the Penguins as Roberts comes out as Smith came in. Smith is on the floor with Grand, with Picora, with Swingle. Wagner's in there, and there's one more I can't see.
Yeah, heads-up play there by the captain to just give that ball a little nudge and make it land in there for a point.
Morphew is the sixth Penguin up there. It's four up according to the scoreboard. Well, Madison Page, her first night working the scorers table, she's getting a lot of action from the referee, Bob Parker. As I mentioned earlier, fans, Mike and I will be back two nights from right now as the Penguins welcome the Lady Oaks into the Conlin Center. That'll be the second conference game.
We'll get a chance there to, you know, take on the team that's favored to win this conference, and you know, hopefully we'll show them what we're made of and show them that we're the team to beat after winning the conference last year.
All right, so there is a referee's holdup as the Penguins now have gathered around in the middle of the court, and they're just discussing. I wonder what they're talking about out there, Mike. Do you think that they're discussing some strategy,
maybe,
or
maybe what they're going to have for dinner tonight?
Yeah, maybe
or
what's
going
to happen
after
the
game.
You
know, who knows?
All right. I noticed Mike's one of the basketball players. In fact, he's a CalPAC Freshman of the Year last year. But what do you guys talk about when you get around there? Is there an official timeout? What do you guys talk about out there?
You know, it might be what defense we're in, what we want to do on offense, what play we're going to run. You know, maybe what we'll all put our heads together and give each other an idea of what we see, maybe what to look for. You know, a lot of stuff gets said. Not a whole lot of it gets applied all the time, but a lot is definitely said. And you kind of figure it out there in the huddle.
All right, so maybe that's what the Penguins are doing right now, because the referees are still in conference at the scorer's table trying to figure out what's going on score-wise. But this timeout is brought to you by Puentes Taqueria. You see Bobby down there at Puentes. He's alongside the 42 fine merchants at Montecito Plaza for the best burritos in town. You can find them online at Puentes.com. That's Puentez. Tell them Stu and Mike sent you when you're down there talking to Bobby. He's the owner of the place. We've got Bobby on the air, in fact, at Puentes Taqueria. Also, sponsors of this timeout, Mondavi Wineries. And you know, Mike, for some reason they don't have their web address on there, but I'll bet you anything it's Mondavi.com.
Probably not a bad guess there, Stu.
All right. They're up there in St. Helena, folks.
You spend much time up there, or...
I've gone wine tasting a couple times. Sort of fun. I've been at Mondavi Wineries.
Yeah, I bet you've been a few times in your day.
Now, why do you say it like that, Mike?
Because you're a lot older than me still.
Well, you're 20, right? And I just turned 24.
Yeah. Flip that around. Maybe 42?
Something.
It sounds a little closer.
All right, folks. We believe that the score is 4-4, although we really have no idea. Because when there was that earlier problem... Now, Ryan Trammell and Madison Pedro are official scorers for tonight. And after this extended timeout, you think they could get this down?
Yeah, I wonder if anybody in the building.
I'm going to put it on the referees. All right, they're going to leave it at 4-4.
Yeah, so you talk for 10 minutes and then and then the score stays the same.
That's right.
We could have had 5 points by now.
All right, Mercedes Smith has served it up for the Penguins after the Penguins have all gotten cold. I know Mike and I were all warmed up until that long extended timeout, and this one goes out of bounds as Laurel Grand tried for the killer, but she was a little bit wide left. It's 5-4, the Penguins trail in Game 2. Penguins won in Game 1 by a score of 25-23. And now the Penguins are on offense into the right corner, and sticking her foot out was Emily White. Of course, if it bounced off of her foot, the ball would not be in play. But she instinctively stuck the foot out there trying to save the ball. I see you do that once in a while. The basketball comes past you.
Yeah,
you
throw a little bounce pass in there. You try to kick it, get anything on it you can to keep the ball out of the 6'10 guy standing next to the basket.
Five up. Here is Wagner with the service point. And into the back row, the team captain, Wagner, gets it nicely. It's dinked over softly. And the Penguins with the point. And I think the save there was by Morphew, who just softed it over, hit the sideline. 6'5 Penguins.
I think that might have been Swingle there, Stu, the CalPAC Freshman of the Year.
All right, we don't want to take anything away from him. You might be right. 6'5. Wagner with a serve. Back row, Picor with a bump. Very softly into the front row. Oh, the Bruins keep it alive somehow with a couple of masterful saves. Into the front row now, the killer in the back row. Front row, I should say. Morphew with the smash and off of the front row blocker. The D's with the point as it flies out of here. 7-5 Penguins.
Yeah, the Bruins were on the defense that entire possession. It just seemed like a matter of time before the Penguins were going to put that one away.
One of the best servers in the league, if not the best server in the league.
I think it's safe to say she's the best, too.
Amanda Wagner with the runner and a ton of topspin. A good save there by Picor as the Penguins are now on offense. Wagner bumps it over softly. Now just helping it, the Bruins. Penguins with a nice set. Softly into the back row. Bethany backs up on it. Hazen with a two-touch. And I saw that one from here, Mike. Way up here as Mike and I look down on center court. We're practically looking straight down on center court. We're so far up here. Well, you would not want to fall off of our luxury box.
Yeah.
8-5 DUs. I mean, you could get killed pretty easily falling all the way down. And now a kill shot comes in from Halterman. Caitlin, the six-footer, smashes it against the side row, and I guess it was called in.
Well, now you're scaring me, Stu, because my chair is only about 3-4 inches from the edge of this
thing. Well, don't fall off of here. Now, our luxury box, of course, is complete with carpeting. So it is very luxurious. Our opulent broadcasting area, 8-6, DU on defense, as Andrea Olmstead... The first we've heard of Olmstead tonight has come into the game to serve, and the Penguins take advantage of it by slamming it. No, it was out of bounds, and I think that one was off of Swingle.
Yep.
I think Swingle crept up on it and then bashed it out of bounds, almost took out that back line, Judge. Penguins by 1-8-7 game 2. Here's Olmstead with another service point into the back row. Boy, they keep going at Pecora. And now Pecora gets it up into the front row, and this one's way out of bounds after the smash by Grant.
And why not? Why not keep going to Pecora, Stu? That was brilliant right there.
Well, it's good because it gets her out of the point, I guess, is the idea, except Pecora is so great at fielding those dive-bombing serves. 9-7 DU on offense. Just a few feet left of center. Of the center line is Laurel Grand with the service point. Here's Gabby. Back row. Bumped nicely by the Bruins. Oh, and the Penguins can't save it. As Grand dove over her left shoulder with the fist out. Totally extended. Horizontal to the floor. Parallel to the floor, I should say. Horizontal in nature. 9-8 DU. Here's the next serve by Halterman. Oh, back row. Mercedes Smith bumped it. I think that one was going to be deep. It almost hit the ceiling. And the ceiling is in play here at the Conlin Center. One of those things you may not have known, Mike. This one is off the front row of number 7. That was Crocker, got a hand on it, but then it went out of bounds. The Penguins are the point. DU up by 2, 10-8. And serving for the mighty Penguins is Kayla Morphew. She's out of Rohnert Park, just a freshman. Morphew has shown some nice play so far tonight, and I said it again, I jinxed her. She served this one about 900 feet too deep, Mike.
You got to stop doing that, Sue. That's 2 points you've costed our team so far.
Yeah, it's cost, not costed. 10-9. Costed is not a word, Mike.
You got my...
oh, this one's right into the net. I know exactly what you're saying, Olivo. I'll try not to correct you on the air. 11-9. But however, I do want you to correct me when I misspeak, because I will do it. In my haste.
Yeah.
This one goes into the back row. The Bethany's didn't know what to do with it. Feigles was backing up on it, backing up, and then she, at the last instant, decided to touch it. I think it was going to fall inbounds, but either way, it bounced out of bounds off of her. 12-9, VU leading. Brooks Swingle, the 5-9er out of Sonoma, now with a nice serve into the back row. Oh, a poor bump. Christy Roberts doesn't take advantage of it. Roberts now dinks it. It's alive. Here it comes. Tortoise. Oh, and one of the guys near the scorer's table got the chain hanging out of the pocket. What's that about, Mike? You got a chain? You wear the chain out?
No, I'm not a big fan of the chain.
Okay, 13-9. I must keep the wallet in place. And now a timeout's been called by the Bruins. And Mike is going chainless tonight. Mike Wells, Stuart Horn with you live on radio.dominican.edu, also known as Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California, where we have got a barn burner going tonight. The Penguins are up 1-1 in this best of 5 match tonight against the Lady Bruins from Bethany University. The Penguins victorious in game 1 at 25-23. This timeout called by the Bruins brought to you by the Mechanics Bank, proud supporters of DU Athletics. Stop by the Mechanics Bank at 904 4th Street. You can find them online at mechbank.com. Mike, let me spell that for you. M-E-C-H-B-A-N-K. Mech Bank.
Mech Bank. How do you say it?
Mech Bank. All one word.
How about just one more time?
It's Mech Bank. One word. Thank you for clarifying that. We got to get that out 3 or 4 times. Mech Bank, short for Mechanics Bank. Maybe Mechanics Bank was just too long to put in the URL. All right, the end of the timeout's come. Mike is back in place. Mike Wells, our producer tonight on DU Radio. And for the Penguins serving, leading by 4, is Brooke Swingle with an ace. I think she served that accidentally. She didn't get much on. It was right at the feet of Feigles. Feigles diving for it. Couldn't do anything with it. Rotating in for the Bethanys is number 12, Lauren Coons. She's a 5'7" freshman out of Sacramento. She's coming in the place of Feigles. The first we've heard of Coons tonight. Next service point by the Penguins is very nicely played. 2 Coons in the back row. Now the Penguins on offense. Christy Roberts dinks one over. It's picked up nicely by the Bruins. Now they go left side. Outside hitter is Hazen. Can't do anything with it into the middle. Pecora softs it. Check it. That wasn't Pecora. It was Pecora. L into the net, and now it's dug out. 3 hits into the net. Pecora at the top, and 4 hits for the Penguins. So the Penguins dug it out of the net 2 times, but that was 1 too many. 14-10 DU on top. Now serving it up will be Lauren Coons. Coons right at the center line. No bounces. Nice service point. Flat-footed, but a lot of topspin. And the Penguins now on offense. Left-handed smasher by Wagner. It's whacked over nicely by Crocker. Crocker came to the net and exploded with a killer 14-11. I know one of the people that we lost from last year is Zoe Bagala. She'd been around for a couple of years. Shout out to Bagala if she's listening. I hope she is. She was a great penguin. Just a superb penguin. And now, as I'm extolling the virtues of Bagala, who's not even with the team anymore, I guess she'll get back to the play-by-play. Laurel Grand bumps one up, and no Penguins are waiting for her. The Penguins by two now. As they cough that one up, Coons with the next serve. Oh, Pecora smashes one, but somehow it's blocked nicely, softly into the front row. Bounced up by Hazen. Now the Penguins on defense. Smith has got it. Now across court. Here's Pecora into the back row, saved by White. Penguins back on offense again. Bethany, boy, they're playing some beautiful defense. Now Grand. Now the bump up by Wagner. Grand into the net. Swingle, check it, not Grand. Swingle had an easy play as she approached from the back row. She got to the center line, or the middle row, I should say, and just softed it right into the net.
Maybe a little fatigue right there in our longest rally of this second game here.
Yeah, that could be. Swingle, though, a great veteran. I'm surprised she did that. Oh, the Penguins with a great block as Wagner got in the face of the attempted kill shot. Now Wagner with a long set over to Pecora. Right back to Pecora. Uh-oh, one of the Bethanys reached over the net, but they don't call it on Crocker. They give her the point.
Yeah, the referees might have missed one right there. She was quite a bit over the net. Might even have bumped the net.
Well, the rule says that if you're in the attempt of a kill, you can reach over. 14 up now. And the service point by Coons. She serves again. That's five in a row. And there's finally a kill shot by Wagner. Wagner, one of the team captains, and a senior Wagner, number 25. And she puts the Penguins back up on top. Penguins were leading most of the game. Then the Bethanys managed to bring it back and tie things up again at 14 apiece. Now the service point by, let's see, this is Pecora serving. Into the back row, Pecora bumps it up. Ball's alive. Nice back set, Wagner. Into the front row, and it was muffed by Crocker. Crocker couldn't get a hand on it. The Penguins by two. Pecora to serve again. By the way, fans, the Penguins are off there to our right-hand side. Pecora to serve from our right to left. Mike and I on the eastern wall. That is from north to south. Here's Pecora. Oh, brother. Pecora nicely and a hard set by Christy Roberts waiting for it in the middle. 17-14. Coach Duffus comes up on his feet. He does not call the timeout. Pecora to serve again. DU on a little bit of a roll now. A three-point winner. Here's Pecora back row. Pecora's looking great on the service. Into the front row now, and Roberts can't handle it. She got twisted up with Wagner, 17-15. Coming in for the Bruins is number three, Halterman. She comes in place of the six-footer, 5'11er, I should say, Crocker. 17-15. White to serve. White, a 5'6 junior out of Fall City, Washington. Over there now to Laurel Grand, who gets the killer. Grand came creeping in from the left corner and smashed it down. Smith in for Roberts. 18-15, game two. Penguins up one love, fans. For those of you just tuning in, Mike Wells, my color commentary guy tonight, doing a great job on his maiden voyage tonight.
First night on the radio.
And this is a maiden voyage for the Penguins in conference, and the killer by Wagner, and the Penguins by four. 19-15, game to 25.
I think it might be about time for a timeout over there for Bethany. This momentum's getting a little bit out of hand.
Duffus is down on his knees. He's instructing the back row to do something. Here's the next serve by Smith. Penguins by four. Way into the back row. Oh, it's helped over by Grand. Now it's smacked into the back, and it's deep. And the Penguins with the point. After Hazen got a hand on it from the front right corner, she just got a little too much ball. 20-15, DU 5 away, as the ball has left the Conlin Center.
Yeah, we're missing a ball shagger tonight, still.
We're missing a player and a ball shagger. You're right. Usually we have two line judges and two that shag the balls and keep them clean. We have a huge crowd on hand tonight, Mike.
Yeah, we could just pull somebody out of the crowd, have them do it.
Except that they paid.
Who's got work study?
Oh, brother. And Smith stuffs it in the net, another unforced error. That's not Smith's first tonight. The Penguins better get their serving game in order. It's a huge advantage to have the service point the side out. especially at this point in the game. Don't get late in the game and start whacking them into the net. 2016. And the Penguins, Kayla Morphew comes through for the DUs and puts the Penguins back up by 5 with a kill shot. 21-16, and here's Wagner. I wouldn't be surprised to see Wagner finish the game. Such a powerful server. Watch the top spin on this one, Mike. Wagner's just getting warmed up now. Wagner with the runner. Wagner.
That's the last time you're going to do that tonight, Stu. That's the third jinx of the night.
I can't stand it when I talk about how wonderful the Penguins are, and Wagner stuffs it in the net. Boy, that looked like a tuna caught in the net. 21-17.
I'd like to see a statistic on how many balls we put into the net tonight.
I'm going to say 5 on 4 service errors so far.
At least.
21-17. At least. And 2 is too many for a first-place team, a conference-contending team. And now the Penguins are already at 5 or 6 so far. Now the Penguins back on offense. After the service error by Wagner, soft it over. Woodall jumps in there, saves it. Woodall now gets it outside to Grant, gets it across. The Penguins on defense. A big smacker put down by Coons, but the Penguins on defense. Coons again in the back row. Pecora with the bump. Now the set. Grant softly diving for it. Bruins all over the place. Now into the back row. The Penguins pick it up nicely. Now Coons flat-footed, gets it across, set up for the Penguins. They get it over, too soft, though, into the back row, nothing doing, and the Penguins can't do anything with it. Tipped by the DUs, and the Bethanys are still in it, 21-18. Olmstead to serve for the Bruins.
Looked like we got a little close to the net there, a little excited. We had them on their heels the entire possession and then just lost it there on just a lucky hit over
there. Yeah, that's a good point. All 5 Penguins collapsed toward the net. You're right. Everybody was too close. Only Mercedes Smith was left in the back row, and that was easy fodder for the Bruins. And this one's a good kill shot by Grand. And Grand will get to serve. And now it's 22-18. And Duff is up on the feet. And Olmstead has come out, replaced by, let's see, who came in? Looks like Francis has come back in. Francis got a lot of airtime in game 1, where the Penguins were victorious on the floor for Goodwin. Serving is Grand. Woodall's out there along with Smith and Pecora. Pecora is probably going to get a lot of playing time this year. Also, Morphew and Swingle, as the Penguins picked that point up very quickly off the service. Penguins brought it across, and one of the Bethanys knocked it very deep, 23-18. DU Athletics on the air. This timeout brought to you by Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can find them at marinorthopedics.com. On the internets. Mike Wells, Stuart Horn, live volleyball. Penguin style conference volleyball. As the timeout is just about over. This one's been called by head coach Duffus for the Bruins. Penguins have welcomed the Bethany Bruins into the house. The house being the beautiful Conlon Center, holds 1,285 fans. Opened in April of 2000. I was here that first night, Mike. Watched the first basketball game
first
ever played.
His first game in this Conlon Center?
And the very first points ever scored were right there on the southern hoop, scored by the Penguin men. 23-18. I was happy to be here for that. 23-18, and now here's the service.
Yeah, that was by Laurel Grand. My time.
By Laurel Grand with an ace into the back row. The Bethanys can't handle it. Penguins game point. 24-18, fans.
Timeout didn't seem to help too much on that play. Just a complete mistake there in the back line.
Kind of helped the Penguins, if anything. Here's Grand now to serve on game point. 24-18. Oh, she gets it over nicely. And that's going to be game, as diving for the ball was Brittany Francis out of Ripon. Brittany ripped that one over into the Penguin bench, and both teams will change sides. It is now 2-love, 25-18, the score in game 2.
You know, Stu, after being swept in our first 3 contests, it'd be nice to kind of reverse it and sweep the other team here tonight. Some other sports news on campus. We had the men's soccer played number 2 Fresno Pacific the other day. Ended up losing. They're 0-2 and 1 to start the season. Their next game is against Chaminade Hawaii. Chaminade Hawaii, just a little information on them. They're in the Pac-West Conference, the conference that Dominican University will be joining for athletics next year, NCAA Division II. Should be a good contest. Always fun to see how you match up against those teams that are, allegedly better than you. That game against Chaminade will be at home on Sunday, 1 p.m. Women's soccer, switching over to women's soccer. They've started off the season 3-2-1 thus far, with wins over Southern Oregon, Masters College, College of Idaho. They lost two just this past weekend in Utah to Westminster and Embry-Riddle. Both games 1-2, 1-2. They tied their most recent game against Fresno Pacific, same team the men's team played, tied 2-2. Bridget Follin with two goals in that game. Men's and women's basketball will start practice October 1st. You can see them in the gym playing, getting ready for the season. Women's volleyball started out the season 0-3. We've lost to Westmont, San Francisco State, and Cal Baptist, like I said earlier, all in three games. But, you know, those are pretty good teams. That's tough to say, you know, how you're going to fare in the Cal Pac Conference when you play those schools, just because they play at a little higher level. But, like I said, we're moving to NCAA Division II next year in the Pac-West Conference. So if we're going to compete, you know, might as well start beating those teams now. This is our first league game. It's not the first league game for Bethany. Bethany won a couple days ago against Jessup. Bethany stands in at 1-7, played a few more games than Dominican. They kind of like us, have played some tough competition, but they shouldn't beat us here tonight. They shouldn't really be able to compete with these Penguins too much. We are heavily favored for sure. Stu's on a little bathroom break, getting his stuff together, so Mike Wells in the house. You can call me Mr. Jock. You can hear our show, Mr. Jock and Jet Jackson, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2. Always good to tune into that. You know, forget about your pardon the interruption or your around the horn. Come listen to us, and we'll debate the latest sports topics. We'll do national stuff. We'll do local stuff in the Bay Area market, as well as a lot of information about your DU athletics. So come check us out on Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 2 o'clock. Getting ready to start our third game here. Both teams are coming out. Stu's dancing around trying to figure out the technical stuff. B-Dave's taking pictures. Ryan Trammell's the official scorekeeper. Hopefully we won't have too many score problems in this next game. And Stu is back.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We are in Game 3, fans. Penguins are up 2-0. Good work there, Mike, on bringing DU athletics to the rest of the world. And we've really got to keep an eye on these battery things here, okay? Make sure that one over there is good. I'm not sure how much time we have left on that one. What's it say?
59% remaining, it says.
Okay, so keep a close eye on that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 59 now, but it's going to jump.
It might jump. Okay, and we're back underway, fans. Game 3 is alive. The Penguins off to our left side, moving to the right side, and this one is called out, and the DU's dropped the first point of Game 1 as the server for Bethany is Paige Oliva.
You like to see them keep their foot on the gas here, Stu, and not let up just because we're up 2-0.
Boy, you're not kidding. The first game took over half an hour. Second game took about the same. It's 8:03 p.m., fans. And into the net is Andrea Olmstead, the Penguins with a point. Olmstead almost ripped the net down. We almost had to pull a new net out. She got so wrapped up in it that time. One apiece, fans. One up. Game 3.
Not a good pass there by Brittany Francis. Threw it right into the net, like you said.
Oh, brother. And there's the serve out of Pecora that is...
That's what we expect right there, Stu.
Virtually unplayable, and Pecora stuck it right down at the feet of Paige Olivo, and Olivo couldn't do anything with it.
All right, let's be careful not to pump her up too much now. We don't want a replay of what happened the last three times.
2-1. This one is also a dive-bombing, spiraling nightmare serve. It's a beauty for the Penguins, and this one into the back row. The Penguins are just total control. This one is Christy Roberts, the veteran. Helps this one over. She dinks it into the front right corner where none of the Bruins were standing. As the Penguins, after Pecora serves that thing, it just keeps the Bruins off balance so much. 3-1, DU. Hey, keep that camera going. B. Dave taking a lot of pictures of Mike and I now. Maybe for the yearbook or something. Oh, and this one's a kill shot by Bethany's Treva Crocker, the outside hitter.
Maybe just your good looks, too.
Yeah, perhaps. No doubt. 3-2. It must be that. 3-2. The face of Face 4 Radio.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
no. So now the D is...
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Oh, hey. Thanks a lot, man. That's been nice.
I'm only kidding.
Obviously working on a very high grade in class.
Yeah.
3-2. The DUs are on top. And now they're on offense. Oh, and a great save out of the net by Pecora. I don't know how she did it. Just helping it over now with Swingle. Oh, and Christy Roberts now gets a hand on it. It's bashed into the back row by Francis. A left-handed smash attempted save by Mercedes Smith, but to no avail. Three up. This one almost left the Conlin Center. Now Olmstead to serve again. Olmstead out of Jackson, California. Up there past Sacramento. Out on Highway 16, I think. Oh, man. And Smith came in from the back row trying to save one.
She's all over the place tonight, Stu. Diving for balls left, right. Doesn't matter. She's getting dirty whether she's getting them or not. Like the hustle.
4-3. Mike and I are going to be back in 48 hours right here at the Conlin Center calling the game between the Penguins and the Lady Oaks. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, or a hold of ourselves for that matter. 4-3, the DU's trail in this game. 3, a great save by Smith. Pecora with the bump. Now Wags, middle row, bumped up, trouble. Smith with the smacker, but it's back across, over to the right corner. Here's Francis, and it's deep. And it's 4 up.
I hope somebody's keeping track of how many times Mercedes Smith has dove on the floor tonight to save a ball. Helped us out in games 1 and 2 big time, and it's really paying off here.
Morphew's come back in the game as Chrissy Roberts goes to the bench for a little break. Here's the service point by Smith, and there's an ace.
And she can do it all, I guess. There we go.
The libero player is Mercedes Smith. And Mercedes Smith seems like a pretty good player. She's a new face on the team. Out of Kaneohe, Hawaii. One of the greatest libero players ever, Rose Chavez. I hope Rose is listening tonight. She was also a communications major. Loved old Rose. Boy, she was something. A four-year libero player. That girl could hit the floor.
You mentioned Mercedes Smith was from Hawaii. Well, she'll get to go there for 2 weeks next year as the Penguins, as we make the switch to the Pac West Conference, will be over there for 2 weeks in
Hawaii.
That's
a good point. Now it's tipped by the Penguins. That's right, as the Penguins are going to be moving into NC2A territory.
Yeah, this volleyball team will spend 13 days in Hawaii.
That's great. They went there last year as well. 5-5 score. And they gave the point to the Bruins. Well, I thought it was a four-timer on the part of the Bruins there, but maybe one of those is a dig that's allowed. Now this one is brought across by White on the service. Now the Penguins bump it up. Good save there by Morphew. Wags back row. Wags with the killer. And Amanda Wagner, number 2-5, one of the team captains, gets that one down. 6-5 to you, and Wagner will get to serve here. And while the point is a good thing, getting Wagner behind the baseline is perhaps even a better thing.
Yeah, on that kill right there, she didn't even have an approach. She just popped right up off a vertical leap and put it down. That's another unfortunate mistake there for Wagner. You don't see that too much out of her usually, but that's 3 times tonight. You won't see that probably ever again in her career.
Wagner, too much topspin, or not enough topspin, I should say, so the ball never bit, and she knocked it long, and now on the subsequent serve by the Bruins, Kara Hazen. Hazen gets the ace. So now, very quickly, the score has turned around 7-6. Penguins are trailing once again. Over to the left corner now. Morphew with the smash. Nothing. Flat-footed now. Brittany Francis gets it across. Now helping it over the DUs. Now back over to Francis. Francis goes back row. Smith is right there in perfect position. Here's the kill by Laurel Grand. Grand with some great hops. A tip by Bethany. DU with the point. 7 up.
Yeah, Stu, we don't want to give them any chance to get any confidence and think that they can play with us. We need to beat them, and we need to beat them now.
Penguins are up 2-0. And it's best of 5. So if the Penguins could win this game, they'd get out of here and be able to relax a little bit before the big matchup with the Oaks on Saturday, just 2 nights from now. So now a nice serve by the DUs who just tap it over, getting a lot of tape. And now diving for the pancake. Good attempted save by Andre Olmstead, but it goes into the front row of the grandstands, 8-7 Penguins.
I hope I don't eat my words here, but good job on Roger getting these girls ready to play and not overlooking Bethany, not overlooking towards Saturday.
8-7. Boy, you really can't. Bethany playing too tough. And that one's called in. And an ace by the Penguins, Laurel Grand. So Grand hit right on the back baseline, and that was indicated by our linesman, who called it in with the low flag, 9-7. Here goes Grand again. She looks over at the coach, gets the placement where he wants to serve. Boy, she's 15 feet behind the baseline. Grand knocked that thing as hard as she could. Now it's going into the Bethany bench. I see old Brandon Davis is over there sitting in the Bethany bench, kind of palling around with the Bethany coaches. That's B. Dave in the house. 10-7.
He's got his camera. Maybe he'll take a picture of their playbook.
He's pretending to not pay attention to us, and Grant slugs it into the net.
Another.
Now a timeout has been called. How are we doing over there? Oh, no, not a timeout, just a rotation. Sorry about that. Holly Jewell's come in for the DUs in place of Grant. Holly
54%.
Jewell, also out of Ripon. She's a libero player generally, although not now. And this one,
Campfire,
is served, and the Penguins are all around it, but they don't pick it up. 10-9 DU. Holly Jewell, a sophomore out of Ripon. She's a 5'4". Yeah. Okay, just keep an eye on that. 10-9 DU. On top, and now a good kill shot by Morphew. That was set up on a perfect set by Swingle. Swingle with a nice forward set. Morphew came in and put the old Morpheus on it.
Yeah, you've said her name a few times tonight, and you'll be saying it quite a bit in these next 4 years. She's a good player.
11-9. Morphew to serve now for the DUs. Uh-oh. This one almost hit the back wall on the air. Morphew, a slight miscalculation there. She comes back out now. Morphew out.
Playing some pretty good volleyball, but just making some silly mistakes. Just not hitting the ball over the net,
yeah,
or hitting it out of bounds.
That's,
you know, just real silly stuff.
It's a real good call. A lot of unforced junk out of the DUs tonight.
Real sloppy, kind of what you would expect in the first, you know, couple games of the season. But there's some definitely some bright points for sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I hate to see the slop, though. And speaking of slop, Andrea Olmstead completely missed it. She almost whiffed the ball. She barely got a fingertip on it, and it went into the net, and the DUs with the point. So that was a gift back. So while the Penguins are showing some slop all over the court, the Bethanys are, they're kind of returning the favor. And now the killer goes down on a very soft little dink shot by Wagner. Wagner puts up a two-hander and manages to just slap it down into the face of the front row defender. 13-10, Penguins on top, serving for the DU Swingle. Swingle into the back row. White gets it on the bump. Oh, brother. And a perfect set by Olivo. And the killer then goes down by Crocker. But Crocker turned on that thing and whacked it into the back row. 13-11 DU. Here's the serve by Olivo. Front row. Penguins with a nice set. Over to Wagner. Back row. Diving for it. Francis can't get it. Wagner with another killer. 14-11.
She's having a pretty good game despite the couple screw-ups on the serves.
Who's that, Wagner?
Yeah, Wagner.
Yeah, I would agree with that. For the Penguins, Jewel has left the floor. And it looks like Grand has come back into the game. There's a service ace.
He's got the ball.
Service ace for the point for the Penguins as Pecora dumps one down on the feet. 15-11. Game 3, Penguins up 2 love. They won the first game 25-23. Game 2 is 25-18. So maybe Roger Goodwin is starting to figure something out. Figuring out some weakness in the Bethany team. Now a nice back set over to Wagner, but Wagner was off balance. Actually, that was set too far out of play. The back set was by Swingle, and now Swingle comes up, pats herself in the chest as if to say, yeah, that was on me. 15-12 DUs. And it hits the upright antenna, so the DUs lose that point. The serve by the Bethanys now, helped over by Grand. Now a nice short little set. Oh, brother, and Crocker went in there for the smash, and Crocker scooped it.
Looked like a slam dunk attempt.
Yeah, it really did. She had her hand on the ball for way too long, left it in the net as Chrissy Roberts comes out. Morphew's back in there, serving for the Mighty Penguins, Mercedes Smith. Smith at 5'4". She's a freshman. Smith, Smith with an uncontested ace into the back right corner. 17-12. Smith, nobody even touched it.
Seeing a lot of good play out of Morphew and Smith, both of the freshmen that have played quite a bit, contributed quite a bit, and started a little bit for these Penguins.
Good point. Smith now way over there on the Left corner. Uh-oh, Smith shanked
that it. That one was my fault. I'll take credit for that one.
It does seem like every time we talk about how wonderful the Penguins are, bam, it goes out. 17-13 now. The DU's 8 points away from a sweep. And Bethany playing very tough tonight. A really good crowd on hand. Well, a shout-out to those that are here. I don't know if anybody's brought their laptops and listening to the broadcast while they're here. Sometimes that happens. But great crowd on hand. Now the Penguins on offense. This one's right at the net. Dug out nicely. Now Smith, flat-footed, just helps it over. Now it's bumped up. Now Halterman for the Bruins. She gets it over. Here's the attempted kill by Graham. It's way out of bounds. And it goes into the...
Goes into the bench, bumped by one of the players that wasn't even in the game.
One of the Bruin players manages to bump that thing out, and it goes all the way into the bench, as Mike mentioned. Stuart Horn with you. Mike Wells alongside my colorful color commentary guy. 18-13, the Penguins are on top. You are listening to live CalPAC volleyball. And you're listening to it on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, where we bring you every event from the Conlin Center. We'll have the rest of the volleyball season right here live for you. Of course, you can download the games afterward, because we like to put those files up on the radio.dominican.edu website for everybody in the world to download them in case you can't listen to it live. And of course, we'll do that with basketball as well when the men's and women's basketball season starts. Our next broadcast will come 2 days from tonight, as Mike and I will be calling the Penguin Menlo Oaks game. That match will be on Saturday night at 6:55 pregame, 7 o'clock side out for the Penguins. Off to our left is Amanda Wagner. 18-13, DU's on top, and Wagner gets this one across. A very strong serve. And this one's ripped into the front row, and it almost hits Madison Page. Caitlin Halterman with the kill shot there. As Wagner leaves the game, and she's being replaced now by a Penguin who's not even on the roster. So I don't know who that is, Mike.
Hopefully we stole her from a pro team.
Yeah, and the very first serve goes to... Yeah, it didn't look like it. The very first service goes to the player we don't know. And let me get a name on her.
Hey, Mike, you're up. Who's number 7?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out who we got the new player into the game, but Bethany won that last point, 18-15, and Bethany's serve.
What is it?
Over the net, Mercedes Smith, a dive and a bump. Gabby over the top. Bruins come back at him, a set. And the point goes to DU.
Okay, good job there, Mike, filling in. That's Malapea.
15. Penguins.
Mott Malapea has come in, number 7. They had her number 13 on the roster. I don't know why. Good job there, Ryan Trammell, coming through. She's a sophomore, 5'7", out of South City. 19-15. Mike, why don't you take it the rest of the way?
We got a set here by the Bruins. Up top here goes 11. Mercedes Smith with a bump. A set by Swingle and a spike that's deflected by the Bruins and out of bound. Point goes to Dominican.
Picora with another dynamic, smashing, killing kill shot.
God, isn't she fun to watch, too?
Yeah, she is. She's a great player. CalPAC Player of the Year last year.
You know what? And she's not just an outside hitter. She's a complete player. She does everything very, very well. We got a little problem chasing the ball around the court. As we said earlier, we don't have our normal ball boys out in towels. You know, maybe we could pull somebody out of stands with some work study. But so the girls are having to chase the balls a little bit. Dominican to serve. Bethany with a little bump. Up top. Penguins block it, and it goes right into the ground for a point for Dominican. That'll make it 21-15.
Good job by the Penguins attacking the net. They all collapsed in on that left side. There were so many Penguins there, the ball had to go down.
Yeah, Dominican closing in on a sweep here. The Bruins up 6. Set by number 10. And a save set by Swingle. Set again by Swingle. Up to Gabby Picora, a little float shot. Decent save there by the Bruins. Over the top, blocked up front by Swingle again. Back to Picora. Puts it down. Oh, it's into the rafters. Hits off a beam. That's fair game. Bethany somehow recovers, puts it back over to the net. We're going to Picora again. Might as well. Let's ride her all the way to the finish. Up top. Another great block by the Penguins. straight up in the air. Who's got it? And finally, Pecora puts one away. Jeez, it only took her about four tries there, but we got it done.
Boy, that's another one of those incredibly, excruciatingly long rallies that you just hate to lose, and it's so great to win them. 22-15.
And we got a timeout called by Bethany. We'll bring in a little bit of music here, and I'll let Stu do the promos here because I'm not quite ready for that.
All right, Mike. Well, you've done a great job on the play-by-play. 22-15, fans. And as I've been talking about all night, DU Volleyball opening night is what you're listening to tonight under head coach Roger Goodwin in his seventh year. The Penguins have not been the outright champions since 2001. And this is the eighth year of DU Volleyball on the air. So I was there the last time the Penguins won, when they beat Holy Names in the finals in 2001. Boy, what a team that was. Penguins that year went undefeated in conference. Then they went undefeated through the playoffs.
That was a little before my time, but you know, this year's team should be great as well. You know, we're not favored to win the conference somehow, even after winning it last year and returning the CalPAC MVP, CalPAC Freshman of the Year. But you know, you don't always want to be ranked first, so maybe at third we'll sneak up on Holy Names and Menlo.
Yeah, I agree. It'd be nice to see the Penguins do it. Now with the play-by-play on DU Radio, here is Mike Wells.
Laurel Grand to serve, bump by Bethany, up top to number 11, Brittany Francis. It won't count, two hits, going back over to Dominican. And here we go again, the ball's out the door, next over by the men's restroom. Grande went left at first, she can't find it, now she's going right.
I think that one went all the way to the...
It might have gone into the weight room. I don't know where the ball... We got the ball back out now, Grande's back, so hopefully we'll get the serve. 23-15 in the third game, DU leads it 2-0. Up top and a spike, woo! a good save there by
Malapea,
who's wearing number 7 tonight. She's in the program as number 13. Dominican puts it away, and we're 24-15, closing in here.
Check the battery.
We are looking good on battery,
okay.
Stu. 47% remaining.
Match
plenty
point,
of time.
Fans.
Match point. Hopefully this battery won't die because we'll put the game away right here, and we won't because we'll hit it out of bounds again. So much trouble with the serves tonight, Stu. And we got a sub, as you might have heard, 10 for 14. That's Sarah Chow coming in for Loyal Grand. Pardon me, Laurel Grand. And that's out, and that will do it. Dominican takes it in three. It's nice to win in three after losing 3-3. Dominican Lady Penguins, 1-3 to start the season, 1-0 in conference play. Stu, your thoughts?
Well, the Penguins obviously had something in mind after winning 25-23 in game one, then 25-18 in game two, and now 25-16. It seems like it was going... That's a trend, Mike, any way you put it. That's a good trend if you're a Penguin fan.
Yeah, it was a little sloppy there throughout the game. A lot of stuff Roger can, you know, go back to the drawing board with these girls and clean up. Unfortunately, we don't have much time. We got 2 days until we play Menlo. It's supposed to be one of the top teams in the conference, but hopefully they'll have a good day of practice tomorrow, get it together, and come out strong Saturday night, home game against Menlo.
All right, fans, we'll be back on the air, 6:55 pregame and a 7 o'clock side out. That'll be Saturday night, 2 days from today. That'll be the 20th of September. And, of course, we're talking about Pacific Standard Time.
Don't forget to tune into the All-Pro Sports Show on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2.
Oh, All-Pro Sports Show.
All-Pro Sports Show. Come listen to myself, Mr. Jock, Mike Wells, whatever you want to call me, and Jet Jackson. We'll debate a lot of sports topics, go at each other a little bit, have a lot of fun. You don't need to watch SportsCenter. Don't need to listen to PTI or Mike and Mike in the morning. Just come check us out from 1 to 2. You'll get everything you need.
Penguins and 3, fans, they are now 1-0 in conference, and we'll be with them every step of the way right here on radio.dominican.edu. Mike, great job tonight. Stuart Horn signing off for Mike Wells. For our academic advisor, Melba Beals, and the rest of the communication department, we'll take you back now live to the Penguin Radio Studios for Indian Unsigned, and starting next week, student programming, Penguin style. We'll see you Saturday night, fans. More volleyball then.